This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ladies act like gents. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I think it's our first show of 2026 in studio. Good to be back in studio, B. Appreciate everybody watching us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or hanging with us on Monumental Sports Network or just listening in their cars, driving around. You had some traffic this morning, Brian.
Yeah. Well, Not necessarily much traffic, just it throws you off. You come around because I get all the construction going on.
So you're coming over 66 Bridge, right?
Yeah, and I go to make the right, and there's a damn police car there, and I look over, and they got all kind of stuff blocked off. So I just go down Constitution to 17, and I come over, but there's a guy in the turning lane, a police guy. I mean, it wasn't like a DC police; he's one of the Capitol people. And so I saw other cars going around him, so I went around him. But then when you come on the other side, it's nothing. I'm like, what are they holding it up for? You know? It's crazy.
My ride was surprisingly easy. And I, you know, you're always yelling at me about different routes. Tried a different route this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the two routes. I didn't go Mass. I went MacArthur. I don't know if that really counts as a different route. I hit a little. There was something going on at 395. There were fire trucks everywhere at, like, the exit that takes you to the Senate, but I just kind of scooted around them. It really wasn't bad.
Yeah.
They are doing construction on South Cap where you come up to make the left on M. You know, you can go under the road or you come up to make that left. That's going to be a zoo. Mm. But I was pretty damn shocked. I thought the first Tuesday of the new year, everybody going back to work. B, you know me. I don't often leave early and have plenty of time. But I left early and had plenty of time today.
Well, Jay,
new year, new me.
I left at 9:02.
Damn.
From Centerville.
This is different.
And I was in this build. I was in, back up over there before 9:45.
Okay. And so that's pretty good.
And that was still, like I said, it made me go a different way, but I rolled through it, man.
I was shocked. Now, granted, when I got out of Ashburn last night, it was late. I left. I had to stop and get gas. Shout out to the Sheets.
Yeah, I listened to you. I listened to y'all ask questions.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was on my way to DC Prime, yeah.
Even better. Good for you. Yeah, Thanks for the invite.
hey, you didn't call. Zip, let me know you were still hanging.
If you heard me asking questions, you knew I was still there.
But I know you like to get home so quickly.
Nah, we were live. Yesterday was the last real day of the season. I told them I'll be live at 6:55 for the sports hit. But it was easy driving home. Like, I feel like everybody in Tyson's must have been asleep. I hadn't gotten through Tyson's that fast, that easy in a long time, but it was pleasant.
I think stuff is starting to move when they get all of the little construction stuff worked out. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I'm just trying to throw positive things in the air, you know?
We have, listen, there's a lot going on in DC sports. The Wizards, Heather McDonough just sent me this graphic. Who do you think has a better record? Now, are we cherry picking stats a little bit here? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But still, who do you think has a better record in the last 11 games? The Wiz or the Thunder? And I know
they're probably tied up.
I know that what you say whenever I ask you a question, I'm setting it up.
Yeah, you're setting it up.
Still, we're talking about the Thunder.
Yeah, they're tied up.
The Wiz and the Thunder are 6-5 in their last 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good. Now, there's a lot of Wizards.
Only if the season was 11 games long.
Doug, but we know what this Wiz season is supposed to be.
I know, yeah.
And so to go 6-5 over 11, pretty. Yo, remember at the beginning of December? When we had the bet, who's going to win more, the Skins or the Wiz? Yeah. The Wiz blew them out, man. Which is good for the Wiz, but not so great for the Burgundy and Gold.
You know what that tells you, though? The NBA has a taking problem.
With everybody.
When you know a team is trying to take it, they can still win 6-11. The other teams are trying to take worse than them.
Sure. But they're playing some good hoops. And
They play well.
There's this talk of this Trae Young trade. Chris Miller is the voice of the Wizards. He's going to join us at 10:30. Just kind of get us caught up on all things with the Wiz. The Wiz are hosting Orlando tonight. I'm going to be in the building Friday night. Derek Queen and the Pelicans are coming to town. I think that should be a lot of fun for the Wiz. I haven't been to a Wiz game yet this year, I don't think, so I'm excited about that.
Your turtle plays for the Pelicans.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for a bigger fella, you know, Zion couldn't handle it, but maybe DQ can handle that.
Just tell him the food is no problem. Don't get rice with everything.
Yeah, rice will get you.
You know, just eat some greenage with that etouffee and all. Don't get rice. If you get rice with everything, it's going
a lot of rice.
Yeah, you're gonna have some junk in the trunk.
And I think you got to go like yogurt for breakfast down there because you go beignets into.
Nah,
like
you don't need to go
into
yogurt
grits.
But you can go like, you know, instead of getting all the sausage and everything, get you a seafood omelet. They got a lot of those.
Yogurt dog. I want to make a point of this because I don't know that we will later. Maybe we can talk to Nate about it a little bit. Yesterday, waiting for the presser, and we got an extra 10-15 minute wait for the presser. But waiting for the presser, so Greg Abernathy, somebody you and I both know, is a long
somebody
time.
Somebody I don't like.
You love Greg.
No, I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him. I love him, but I don't like him.
I agree with that sentiment entirely. So we're sitting around just killing time waiting for AP and DQ last night. Greg is a longtime photog for Monumental at NBC Sports Washington, all the precursor names of it, right? So we've worked with Greg for many years. And Greg has kind of morphed into this, like, he does mostly Caps stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to him yesterday. I was like, man, Caps are kind of treading water, right? Like, they're like 3-6-2 in their last 10. He's like, yeah, but there's a lot of young players to be excited about. And I'm like, oh yeah? And he starts telling me about all these guys coming up. And you know, this time of year, Commander season's over. Like, my focus will allow more Caps Wiz into my life. And he's like, wait till you see this kid. And somebody give me a pronunciation for this dude. I'm gonna say Sordif, I think. Sordif.
That sounds like right. I think I've heard it said like that.
He's like, Greg yesterday says to me, wait till you see this kid Sordif. And I'm like, all right, cool. So Caps play last night against the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
My man Sordif has a hat trick.
They put a touchdown on him, baby.
Dude, so credit to Avs for calling his shot with this kid Sordif. If you want to be excited about the young kids, Sordif last night has a hattie, and then Ryan Leonard has a goal.
Yeah.
So, like, that got me wearing my Cap sweatshirt. If you're watching on the stream or on Monumental, we're flexing on them today. Really good result for the Caps when they really needed a good result. And you love to see the young guys scoring like that.
Totally.
Caps have a home game tomorrow night if you're in the market. So that's our brief roundup of everything.
Have to pull out my old B. Mitch jersey.
Uh-oh, it's almost that time.
Get ready to start rocking.
Now, to what was the most interesting thing yesterday for us was, you know, we were there for locker cleanout. We got to talk to a lot of players. Players, to a man, talked about how much they love playing for Cliff Kingsbury.
Uh-huh.
Debo, Mariota, Jaden, Terry. There was a lot of talk about it. Terry talked about how much he's enjoyed his growth in the offensive system, especially last year. He was playing mostly on the left side. This year, he was moving around. Jaden said, I just wish I got to play more this year because I really enjoy playing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the report over the weekend from Diana Rossini that there was a bit of a disconnect between Cliff and Adam Peters and what's going to happen there. You're going to see a lot of coordinators move around. I don't think that's that uncommon. I think Cliff's going to be a real candidate for other jobs. That happened last year. I think it'll happen again this year. But last night, we kind of sit around and wait for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters to have a press conference. And I thought I had much more interest in talking to Adam Peters yesterday just because we hadn't heard from him since the summer. And we don't get to hear from him on the record very often. Whereas DQ talks in season four times a week.
Yeah, I heard you say that to him.
I was just being honest. Like, I felt bad. Like, Dan, I know you're sitting there, but we don't get to talk to AP. And he was like, I'm good with it.
I'm with him on that.
But early in the presser, and forgive me, I don't know who asked it. Maybe it was Nikki. Asked Dan his opinion on Cliff's performance this year. And I thought the lack of an answer was really, really telling. And Landfill, I won't call for audio. We'll do that a little later. But I believe it was Nikki Giavala from The Athletic asked about Cliff Kingsbury's performance this season. Dan Quinn's response, we're going through all of the coaches. Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the team side. And so that's really what we're digging into to find out what's best. How do we do it? You know, where do we find spaces to improve?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now,
though, Jay? You got to realize one thing. He knew those questions was coming.
Of course.
And tried to stop him before he got into it. So the way to say it, we're talking about everybody. That's what I heard the thing too, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing. He's trying to dismiss the one-sided way. You see what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah.
The only thing I think that would have helped, hey, you know, Cliff did some good things. We got to go through everything. We're looking at everything. We got to look at all the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one little bit of typical coach speak platitude would have changed the tone,
mm-hmm.
period. And there wasn't that. That was absent. And I'm going to say this too. Like, you go 5-12. Everything's on the table.
Hell yeah.
The offensive coordinator's on the table. The defensive coordinator, which is pretty remarkable.
He was already laying on the table.
Like, he's still DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
What will be pretty interesting is, let's say in the next 24, 48 hours, Cliff is elsewhere. If we get to a place where Joe Witt is still technically the D coordinator, mm-hmm. and Cliff's gone, is pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting, but I think we have to understand one thing. That's all little stuff that you guys just handled it. He ain't going to be the DC this year.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. Whether he's still here or not.
You think Joe Witt could be back?
Could be. At a different position, different level.
Right.
You know, and let's coaching, bruh, I've seen so much stuff go down with coaching. You can have that DC title and have no damn power. You can be, like, there's teams where you got a defense coordinator, but the D-line coach called the damn plays on defense. You know, it's all kind of stuff that goes down. The title makes no difference. It's what the hell you get to do.
Well, and there's a lot of situations where, like, Kyle Shanahan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
And Sean McVay, Liam Cohen, Dave Canales, like they all have offensive coordinators, but those dudes don't call the plays.
Yeah.
And then Mike McDonald has a defensive coordinator, but Mike McDonald's calling the plays.
Yes.
The defenses for Seattle.
Hmm. So like, just like when I was in Philly, and he did the same thing.
Right. There's a million of those scenarios, right? Honestly, more and more, the head coach not calling plays on either side of the ball is becoming more rare. Like the Dan Quinn, like this year in Detroit, we saw Dan Campbell had to take play calling back. What was that? About 2/3 of the way through the year. Yeah. He wasn't happy with the way the offense was going. Like, and I think John Harbaugh's in a situation where he's not calling.
The coach has that right. You know what I mean?
Well, and that'd be my one thing. We saw Dan Quinn do it with Joe Witt, you know, 2/3 of the way through the season, arguably too late.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were problems with Cliff along the season, Dan Quinn has a right to go tell him, yo, change this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that happened. Like,
we don't know that it didn't happen either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The interesting thing for me is going into the Minnesota game, coming off the bye when Jaden was coming back, I was told in no certain terms, but I was told, you're not going to see, or you're going to see significantly less designed quarterback runs.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it makes sense because, all right, well, you are bringing this young man back, but you want to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's coming off this major elbow injury, and we're going to be smart about it. But if you're Cliff, and you're like, that's a big part of my offense, like, you take that away, a stool has three legs. Now I got two-legged stool. I'm going to fall over.
Yeah, but you got to be able to adjust.
Coaches have rights. Head coaches can do that, or wherever that comes from has a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the DQ not saying anything about Cliff gave me a little pause. And so later in the presser, I asked Adam Peters, hey, what's your role in the coaching staff? And I thought it was pretty interesting that AP was like, oh, I got nothing. Hands up. It's all DQ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily believe that. They're not under oath. They're not required to tell us the mm-hmm. truth. I have a hard time thinking he has no role in it because they have this extremely collaborative approach. Now, I do think ultimately Quinn gets to make the decisions.
Yeah.
But like a horse can be led to water too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you can. The thing of it, GMs are in some cases heavily involved, in other cases not much. But they always can throw their opinion out there. But the coaches that have been around a while and they have a leeway, of they're going to make the final decision. And if you're making a final decision, at that point I can say, I have nothing to do with it because I don't make the decision. You know what I mean? Like, we watched some teams where they hired a coach and then the GM hires the rest of the staff for the head coach. I don't think it happened like that here, you know, but I can believe they have conversation and then Adam take whatever into consideration and make a decision. But when that situation happened, I happened to be talking to some people, guys that have been in football locker rooms. And the conversation was, man, they still doing putting him in harm's way. No, like nothing changed.
Well, some of that is Jaden, right? And Jaden's comments yesterday were pretty interesting where he's like, I've got to I have to know that my best ability is availability, and I have to grow in that capacity.
Yeah.
Because in that Vikings game where there were not any designed quarterback runs, go back and check the tape, there weren't. Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up. I bet he still ran four or five times, and he didn't even play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's scrambling, that's running. Yeah, in that game, Jaden ran four times for 16 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he got hurt on the INT trying to chase down a tackle, and that's a fluke thing, but like, there weren't designed quarterback runs. He probably played
this
about
offense,
three quarters.
See, this is the thing about this offense, and I understand what you're saying, a designed quarterback run, non-quarterback, or whatever. This offense is not designed in a sense where it protects your quarterback. Okay? We can sit here and make it how we want to make it, but the ultimate thing is this offense, once you figure it out, you figured it out. And it's not no digression away from stuff. It is in your face. This is what it is, and we ain't changing it. And that's how it has been, you know. But the offense is called differently when other quarterbacks are there. See, we have conversations where when Jaden's in there, he got that cover my ass mindset. That's the way the offense is called. When the other guys are in there, it's called more conservatively. You know what I mean? It's a little
for
different.
For Josh, it was, for sure.
It's a little different.
For
I'm
Johnson, they're under center. I think
I
understand. When Mariota and Jaden were out there,
it's not
similar.
Exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. This is my football lies telling you that. It's not exactly the same.
So do you think Cliff wasn't doing enough to protect Jaden?
I don't know if it's what he's doing enough or not, but I think there's an element of how great Jaden is, and you could cover up some stuff. Last year, his ability covered a lot of stuff and made that thing look a lot better than what it was.
That's really interesting. I think I'm actually jotting this stuff down now. I think if you have to look at a moment, Dan Quinn said in the Seattle game where Jaden got hurt, that was going to be his last drive, right? The play Jaden got hurt on was an RPO.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 24 points in the fourth quarter. So you can yell at Dan for having him on the field, and Dan took those bullets, probably deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, why are you calling an RPO in that position? But the flip side might be that was the right play call in the right moment. I don't know. It's there's a lot of catch-22s with some of this stuff, but you got to wonder if at some point between going up-tempo, running more plays, having designed quarterback runs, if the organization is like, are we doing the best we can to protect our asset?
Mm-hmm.
Who in year one didn't miss a game, but in year two only played four complete games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of moving parts. We'll see what we learn. I do want to talk some Wiz. Chris Miller, voice of the Wizards, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.